Zoe Blackman, Zoey, last name Blackman, 1-21-12-13. Zoe's here today with her mom. She's had a fever and upper respiratory symptoms over the last few days. There is a documented RSV case at her daycare. Zoe is eating and drinking okay, though a bit less than normal. She continues to have wet diapers, tears, and saliva. She has had a temp above 101. Mom will permit a fever that high, but not higher, and she does seem to respond well to Tylenol and ibuprofen. She's had a cough. It's worse when she lies down at night, and clear rhinorrhea intermittently. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She had a rash earlier in the month, and that resolved other than a couple of erythematous and scaled patches now, and we discussed the use of topical emollients to help those resolve. Zoe is playful, interactive, and otherwise her usual self. Object of vital signs stable, general, well-developed, well-nourished female infant and no acute distress. TM, clear nasal mucosa is inflamed with clear rhinorrhea. Mucous membranes are moist. Cardiovascular regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs. Lungs are cleared, auscultation bilaterally, no wheezes, rails, or bronchi. She does have a wet cough with upper airway congestion during our visit. Derm, the diffuse maculopapular fine rash from previous in the month has resolved. There are two small quarter-sized patches on her back that are more atopic in appearance. Assessment, URI, I expect this is viral, to resolving dermatitis. Plan, patient handout on RSV and bronchiolitis is given from up to date. 2, fluid support. 3, okay to continue APAP and ibuprofen, APAP and ibuprofen for fever. If her symptoms worsen and she seems to be is having trouble breathing, they should go to the children's ER overnight or return here. At this point, I don't think a nebulizer or steroids would be helpful. Her SATs are 97 to 100% on room air, and she's in no distress today.